My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm glad we made those adjustments. Players look like they got into a rhythm in the second half, and some of that comes from just waiting for Kyler maybe to try and get out of the pocket instead of going to get him in an aggressive fashion. And, you know, look, it's first game, so there's a lot of unknowns, and you haven't been back in the saddle for some of those guys in a while, so I'm glad we played ourselves through it and coached ourselves through it. But we got to be better overall in terms of affecting the quarterback and also making sure we keep contained.
Sean McDermott, the Bills over Kyler Murray and the Cardinals in week one, 34-28. It wasn't boring. Let's get connected with the fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We welcome your calls at 803-0550 as we hang out during a thunderstorm warning here in Erie County and some surrounding parts.
Not just a warning, it's actually thunderstorming here right now.
Well, it's still a warning, though.
Well, a warning was issued, but it's come to fruition that it's actually there's a thunderstorm.
If the thunderstorm starts, the warning is no longer in effect? No.
No, I think you still want to be warned about it. I'm just saying it's
worse than a warning.
It's worse than a warning.
It's real.
It's actually happening. Oh, yeah. I walked out in the lobby and I heard thunder.
I never thought about the warning going away once it starts raining. Bill is with us. Bill, settle this. Please.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing on this afternoon?
We're fine.
We're great, Bill. Thanks.
Yeah. I'd like to say, you know, like for what the game was in the beginning, other than the shakiness and getting used to, you know, your new surroundings, new players in the first 20 minutes of the game, I think that they played very well and I would say very balanced. They seem strong. Like, if that's a precursor to things to come moving forward, they should have no troubles at all being, I mean, as good as they've been in past years. As far as some of their new players, they all played very well and very solid.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Balanced isn't my favorite thing. I think it's going to be interesting this year, especially if it's this way league-wide, which so far it is, continuing from last year, that we're going to be back to, you already hear it from analysts now, you're going to be back to the importance of establishing the run, which the Bills themselves blew out of the water as a concept in their rise to excellence in the last 4 years. Like, they never needed to establish crap to get as good as they've been, to win this division 4 years in a row. They have a quarterback who can run over you, literally. And so that's good, but this team did not ever need to be balanced. They didn't suffer for it. Now I think they want to be, if that's even the word for it. I mean, I would even say conservative. I think they want to be. I think everything that's happened with their roster, as we've talked about every day in here all summer, has pointed to that. Mac Hollins included. Like, I tend to forget about Mac Hollins because I'm thinking about targets and fantasy stuff. What is Mac Hollins? He is a run blocker guy who's going to be on the field all the time, and his big body. He caught a touchdown pass yesterday. Good read, pretty easy play. Like, he's that good. But really, what his role is going to be is to just further that other, I think, philosophy from the Bills. So maybe it'll work, right? Anything can. And the league has made it harder on the teams with the best quarterbacks to just chunk play down the field through the air. But I don't want to treat it like it's better, because I don't think it is. And let's not forget that the Bills did not need the running game at all to go to the playoffs 5 years in a row. I mean, now maybe they'll have one, and maybe that'll be good. But it's not like it needed to go that way.
Well, what is still to be determined is exactly how right that is, that they didn't, well, they didn't need it in the past. That I can't argue that. I wouldn't want to argue that. I was all for how they wanted to go about it, but hidden in the midst of all that, not hidden. I mean, you said it plainly. The league, the trend. And is where we're at with explosive plays and all these super talented quarterbacks. You know, it's a generalization, but we've heard for a couple of years running now, like, oh, KC doesn't look the same. Explosive plays, teams are having a harder time pushing it down the field. I mean, the Bills even back in 2020 played the Chiefs in a game doing exactly that. And letting the Chiefs run it, and, you know, it was a close enough game, but, you know, they ended up losing it. So maybe balance is more called for. Whether you need to establish it or not, I mean, I don't even really care about that phrasing anymore. You just need other ways to move the ball. And so besides just throwing it over people's heads, I mean, I think we all know. I mean, I think even Sean McDermott in the winter was talking about explosive plays and recognizing their importance. Like, successful drives with points often have the hidden advantage of an explosive play in there. Just like, you know, I don't want to say cheap yards, but, you know, if you can get 30 on one play or even 20 on one play, that's going to help go a long way towards moving the ball, lessens the potential to make mistakes. So you still want those. I just think you can't live on them if defenses are going to play you the way they're playing you. And it remains to be seen whether this idea league-wide really takes hold. And whether it takes hold with the Bills, my sense is that it will because of how last year ended. And does it bear fruit for you? Because the idea, I think, should be, yes, okay, we're balanced. They got to respect everything we're doing here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
not just going to be reckless and try and throw it over your head, and we're successful, we're moving the ball, and we're hurting you with the run game. Do teams react to that and come out of what they're doing to then open up that back end again and expose themselves? My guess would be early on that they won't. They're going to let you run it, kind of like the Bills did against the Chiefs 4 years ago. Go ahead and run it. You're going to get your 5 yards of carry, and we're going to make you grind this out, and maybe eventually you'll take a illegal procedure penalty. It'll be first and 15, and you'll try to run it, but you're going to end up in third and 7, and we're going to come for you. So we'll see how that all fleshes out, but I think the Bills might be, I don't want to even say on the front end of a wave, because the wave might already be crashing the beach, and we just didn't know it. Like last year, it started out in the ocean, kind of like an earthquake gets you a tsunami, and it's coming. Run, run, run. We got to run because the throwing is just, the bread and butter isn't there anymore. We'll see. That's a lot to really say and take as fact, and I'm definitely not stating it as fact, but it's in the air. I think that is the direction a lot of teams are going to end up going, so we'll see if they can make it work that way.
It is, to me, I mean, decidedly the most interesting sort of development. It's not a trend yet, I guess. It's 1 week in the league. You had, I mean, 30 quarterbacks have started this week. 13 eclipsed 200 passing yards. What happened? What happened to this league? 13.
Only one yesterday. Oh, well, excuse me. No, I said that wrong. 300-yard passer, there was only one yesterday. Tua.
And then Stafford.
Oh, he got there at night. Sorry.
But I'm saying 200.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Prescott, 19 for 32, 179. Geno Smith, 18 for 25, 171. Trevor Lawrence, well, they lost, but 12 for 21, 162. I mean, now you have sort of the other suspects. Justin Fields, 156. How about Justin Herbert in a win against the Raiders? 17 for 26, 144. Brissett in a win, 15 for 24, 121.
That's good for Brissett, actually.
Okay, well, that's very harsh. Caleb Williams, oof. 14 for 29, 93. They stole that win with two defensive or special teams touchdowns.
Yep.
When they were down 17-0. And Allen is resemblant of this. I mean, he's a big numbers guy, statistically. 18 for 23, 232. Two attempts almost at the two-minute warning of the first half in this game, and that wasn't going well, but it turned around. Yeah. You know, you had a couple guys. Tua led the way, like you said, 338. That's a real number. That's what the Bills get next. Mayfield had a great game for Tampa. 24 for 30, 289 and 4 against Washington. But this is kind of how it is now. 803-0550. Alex is next. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon, guys. I'm a Bills fan that lives down here in Miami. In your opinion, what is the best possible game plan that you think Sean McDermott will call on Thursday against these Dolphins? I'm very concerned about this game. I saw the Jaguars game yesterday. The Jaguars stopped them in the first half, and then they self-destructed in the second half. I'll just hang up and listen to you guys, see what you think.
I think defending Miami, if that's where you want to start, because I think, you know, attacking them, Allen has eaten all over the place. I mean, it's a buffet for him when they play Miami. So I'll trust, you know, however they're going to scheme things up, whatever the differences are in their philosophies this year, that they'll find a way to eat on offense against this team. Defending them, I think, is all about disrupting the timing. The ball comes out quick. A lot of it is predicated on the receivers getting off clean. So as much as the Bills like to play zone, I think jamming guys, if you want to risk it. I mean, the risk is that they're going to get past you and you're in trouble. But I think if you can get the timing off so that when Tua hits his back foot, the guy is not where he's supposed to be, because Rasul Douglas or Benford or Cam Lewis or whomever has just gotten enough of them at the line of scrimmage to throw that timing off. I think that's a big key when you play Miami. You know, getting there on him, he's not elusive. So, you know where he's going to be mostly, but the ball comes out pretty fast. So I think, you know, depending on your pass rush can be tough. So I need, obviously, the best pass rush I can get, but I want to disrupt Hill and Waddle as best I can. It's part of the reason they use that motion as effectively as they do and are motivated to do it is because it makes it harder to be in, you know, you're not just lined up static, staring at a guy across the line of scrimmage, ready to put your hands on him with a jam because he's whipping across the formation and has a running start by the time he gets to where you are defending him or you're chasing him across the formation. It just makes it harder to do that. So that's a big part of the challenge to me is disrupting timing.
Alex, don't lose sleep. We'll see what happens, but the Bills have beaten Miami 11 out of 12, and in the loss, they outgained them by 285 yards. Right? Like, Miami fans should be the nervous ones. Who know? I'm not saying the Bills will win. I would never claim to know that, but it's really the other guys whose matchup questions have to get answered here on defense against Allen, because they've just almost been, you know, useless against him. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.